Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America. I'm Curtis Clinton. That's hello, our 50 states, our District of Columbia, and our territories, for which we have been neglectful. Who's speaking about that? Only Curtis Clinton. And that's another reason why I'm vying for the presidency. You know, I've got about 321 million reasons to be president, and they are our citizens, Americans, here and away from home. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. Hello, Tink. It is 5:30 here in Northern Virginia. Welcome to October. Today is Saturday, the 1st of October, 2016. I give the date so you know what I said, when I said it, and how long I've been saying it. And when you could find Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump saying what I've said for the last 9 years, kudos, but you won't. Who deserves to be president? Someone who's cared for us for 9 years plus. You know, the reason why Hillary Clinton looks so good, because she has a lot of political makeup on, and there's a lot of it. She has been sheltered from the media. She shelters herself when asked difficult questions. And let me say this, there's no aftershaves that will make Donald Trump smell better. I'm afraid you all are looking down hell's hole. Hell's hole. See, I don't have a script. I speak like from the top of my head, from the top of, from all of my heart, from the tip of my tongue. So, you know, if I say something, it better not be a mistake, because if it is, oh, shh. Now, I'm broadcasting live from our driveway. I'm walking because it's not raining. It's a little drizzly-like, but right now it's kind of stopped. In fact, if I walk more, I'll probably run into a bunch of wildlife, a pack of deers. I believe there are 3 parents and 5 babies. I don't know what they're called. I think baby mice are called pugs. I'm not sure. You know, a number of people have died, and it's a shame. And I'm also moved by the death of Marlon Fernandez. Why did he have to go on a boat when his friend alerted the person driving, hey, take care of the man, stay close to shore? How could we have these kind of mistakes? Come on already. How bad are we? I don't want you to be afraid walking out of your house. I don't want you to be afraid to walk out of your house. But if you walk out of your house, make sure you don't slip, trip down the stairs, hold on to the banister. You don't want to break an ankle. My wife had a foot injury. I think there was a broken bone when she stepped off the curb in front of Sears. Do you know that Safeway in Herndon, Virginia, doesn't paint the sidewalk that is rising above the street? My wife hurt herself. I told them about it. Guess what? Still not doing it. Who the heck is going to tell Safeway to do it? Who? You? Why? It's important. You see, when something bad happens to us, we try to take care of it. And since I can't take care of it as ordinary Curtis Clinton, maybe if I'm President Curtis Clinton, Safeway will get to it, and guess what? Nobody else. But you know, that just shows you corporate stupidity, corporate ignorance, corporate indolence. I'm not always one to try to use adjectives, okay? That's why I say F a lot. You know, my gosh. You know, maybe you don't want me president, but let me open your eyes about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. You already have gotten the smell test. At least on one, but I think both stink. You know, it's been reported how Hillary Clinton went after Monica Lewinsky. If I'm in the White House, you know, this is going to sound kind of odd and weird, and maybe I got to be very careful with it. With a Clinton in the White House, Monica Lewinsky got messed up. With another Clinton in the White House, can Monica Lewinsky redeem herself? I'd like to do that, if you give me the chance. What Hillary Clinton did to Monica Lewinsky sucked. Hillary Clinton, I don't have to say any more about it. Who gives a hoot? Why are you still giving a hoot? Just give her the boot. I don't know, America. You amaze me. I save newspaper clippings. Why? Because I'd like to go back to them from time to time. Well, there was a newspaper clipping that I found cleaning out the garage. Now, it is drizzly, wetty kind of stuff. So what did I do? I still managed to clean the garage. I managed to take pictures of a number of items. I used the lift gate of our Ford Escape to provide some shelter. And then I had already taken out some boxes, and so I put a cardboard over it so as to keep them from getting wet. But here's something that I think is sickening. Rufus is shielded by. Let's see. When is this? New York News Day, Monday, March 10th, 1991. At the hands of police, the court record. Here is a list of New York City police officers indicted for killing civilians while on duty over the last 10 years and how the cases were resolved in court. March 31, 1981, Bronx officer Carol Esserman, 38, shoots Robert Green, numbers runner. Esserman contends Green fired a gun at her partner, Officer John Mayer. The gun is not found. Eisenman is acquitted of homicide in 1983 after a non-jury trial. Mayer is acquitted of reckless assault. I'll just give you some more names. Sergeant Sherman killed a man while driving drunk. After conviction, Sherman is fired by the department. Sherman then flees the scene, and two officers with him in the car apparently make no effort to report the incident. Sherman is indicted for manslaughter. The other two officers, Anthony Conte and Edwin Collazo, are indicted for tampering with public records to cover up. Sherman is convicted after a January 1986 trial. Conte and Collazo plea bargain. After conviction, Sherman is fired by the department. Okay, fired, but what convicted of what? What did he do? Did he go to jail? Case dismissed. Indictment of Officer Albergo was dropped. January 31st, 1990, robbery suspect Jose Luis LeBron, 14, is shot dead in Bushwick. Police say they thought he was reaching for a gun as they tried to arrest him after a $10 robbery, but LeBron was unarmed. A second-degree manslaughter indictment is filed in March against Officer Frank Albergo, but the indictment is dismissed in September because of an error in instructions to the grand jury. Prosecutors have appealed. Is immune from this kind of injustice. No government is immune from this type of injustice. I will do something about it. Because I care. One, two, something has to be done. Three, are you going to do something about it? You can't do nothing about it. You know, there's such a thing as a whistleblower espionage conviction. In other words, you can be a whistleblower, but if you whistleblow and release information that is considered technically secret and or whatever, you're charged for the crime, even though you're trying to save the country from a crime. I'd like to see them try to pull it on the president, whistleblowing president, Curtis Clinton. Indicted for releasing information, crimes in the government. You want to see that one? I would too. Let's go try it. Out for size. When are you going to have the courage to put the right Clinton in the White House? You know, we already had one disgraced Clinton. I'd like to clean up and undisgrace the name of Clinton. Sure, I'm nobody. I'm ordinary in name and status only. But in every other consideration, I think I'm better than ordinary. And in some, I'm extraordinary. How did I get to coach? One, two, three, four, five undefeated teams. Where does a coach get to the point of coaching five undefeated teams? I had 2 1-loss teams and another 15 and 5 team. I was the only C coach of a C team in an AB league to win a basketball game in lifetime of this planet. St. Mark's C, 1-13. We beat the first place team, and we had the second and third place team in danger of losing. We were overmatched. But four, how many minutes did we play? Eight, six. So for 35 minutes, pants off these better teams than us. In other words, our team did good. Our team listened. Our team followed my instructions. I'm going to take a walk to the front of our yard. Why? Because I want to see what work there is yet to be done. It's been raining, so I have not been able to do some work. There's a plant that I have to... Oh, the moss is coming back. Way to go, moss. Oh, I got a lot of work to do. Oh, the leaves are falling off the red twig. Let's put another red twig here. I should have 2 red twigs. And I had a Leyland cypress that the deer bent over by rubbing it because of rut or something. So I had to pull it out. And next to it, there is a bush that it's some kind of a holly. And I recognize it from another plant in a yard that's like about 10 feet high. So guess what I did? I let it grow. And now it is 4 feet and change high. I got to give this plant a little room. Azalea. Got a lot of work here. I'll do a lot of work. Don't think that I can't get this work done if I become president. I certainly can. In fact, there's some things I have to pull out of the ground. Oh, that bush fell down. How did it fall down? I was growing a tree, or I was letting the tree grow, and the rain. Did it bend at the stalk? So, you know what I'm going to do? Excuse me while I try to prop it up. Get over here. Get over here. I don't know what this is, but guess what? I'm letting it grow. You know, we do have a beautiful yard. Our home is messed up quite a bit, but we do have a beautiful yard. Oh, that's a plant that I might keep. Okay, this is your time. I'm here for you. I'm not here, you can construe that I'm here for me, but I'm here for you. Even if you don't elect me, you better not elect the wrong person for president. And there are two, oh my gosh, another evergreen growing right where it should, next to a holly. My gosh, this is going to be good. But how did that leaf, oh, boy, that's good to see you. How are you going to grow? I tell you, this is amazing. My yard is beautiful. Our family's yard is beautiful. Our home is kind of nice, but it's all messed up. That's why, you know. But it's a nice home. Nice home. I'm looking at an evergreen. I'm reaping. Well, it's not so leaking, but with the snow this past winter, it was frozen or snowed down to the ground. And the problem with that was. I'm not going to touch that. The problem is that the branches was growing out into the driveway, and I was worried. And after the snow melted, the branch was permanently shaped to come out away from the driveway. I'm looking at a lot of evergreen or a lot of plants I don't know the name of, but they belong where they are. Amazing. In fact, the ground is too muddy wet that I could slip, so I can't really get to it. There's our Dawn Redwood colliding with another holly that had some kind of knot. There's a word for it. It's a white growth. And Merrifield said, cut the plant down. I said, well, why don't I cut the knot? Oh, you can't. It's not going to do any good. Well, the plant is now 3 times taller than what it was. All right, America, you don't need to hear me just talk. But you get a sense of who I am and what I'm going to do and why I'm going to do it and how I'm going to do it and that what I do is going to be good, because who talks to you like this? You think I can put on a show? You think I'm good at putting on a show? Well, I'm pretty good putting on, you know, events, coaching, you know, surprise parties. Did I tell you what I got my wife for her birthday? No. We were at IHOP a long time ago, about 8 to 9 months. I don't remember because we haven't been eating out since like April. And I don't think we've been to IHOP at least since January or maybe before. And so we were sitting down. It may have been, well, it wasn't free pancakes because the line was so great when we went. We couldn't get in, so we just passed it. That could have been if we were at you-know-where last year. Oh, my gosh. Leyland fell down. Nope. Come on up. Let's go. Get up. Get up. Better. Pine tree is growing in a seed pot that I saved. Bought the pot and the pine tree, seedling, baby, whatever you want to call it. So, we were at IHOP and she said, oh, I like these things, you know, the syrup dispenser. And I got her a syrup dispenser, too, actually. Empty, of course, and we're not going to fill it in because right now we're not eating pancakes or syrup or, you know, so that's what I got her. And she was surprised, happy. And now I'm going to bring in a dryer pack, a fabric softener, something or other. Mm-hmm. I should take this out of the car. Ooh, dry. Son of a gun. How did you do that? Good for you, Jack. No, Dad, don't fall down. All right, the hell with it. You know, I say hell with it, right? Okay, that's it. So, that was her birthday gift, and she was surprised, and I asked, are you really surprised? Are you really surprised? Because, you know, Paycom was the company I bought from, and it was good because they sent the wrong thing. I told them what I wanted, and they sent the wrong thing, which was very upsetting, but good thing I opened up that box that they sent 5 days before Shirley's birthday. And I noticed the mistake. And guess what? They knew. And guess what? We got them to send the right thing. And I said, I will pay for the new item if they would have picked which was twice the price, pick up the shipping next day or something like that. Of course, they did. Very nice. I think they sent us, the envelope, possibly to show that they reversed the charge of the original order because it was mistaken. The item cost $4.31. Shipping was like $22, but if you want to get something, now I'm trying to kick this box, into the garage. It's a burn box. We have had identity theft about 9 times. That's my wife, my daughter, me. And so, we got to be careful and we try to see. So, now looking at some of the things I've got to do. You know, if you get bleach or Purina in a tidy cap, you know, when you recycle the plastic container, the wrap, which is plastic, is to be recycled with plastic bags. And that's what I'm doing now. See? Yeah. The members of a parish, the Latter-day Saints, they're coming to speak to me this coming week. I listen to them. I have questions, and I have comments. I don't agree with a lot of stuff, but I respect what they do, and they have a hard time. They're trying to preach, and people are saying, no, I don't want to hear it. Now, it happens. I understand that. So, let me let you go. It's a Saturday. I bid you well. And aside from that, you all take care. Be well. C2, of course. I'm Kurt Clinton. I'm C2. And I am still vying for the presidency. You know, I called up the Secret Service today, the Capitol Police and the District Police, to see if I could walk in front of the Capitol, walk in front of the White House with the signs that I want to walk with. It's time that one of us becomes president, Curtis Clinton, a better Clinton whom money can't buy. Who will not use your money to buy the president? Hey, I mean, come on, I'm just, you know, what are your sentiments? Are you 100% sold on Hillary Clinton? Or is it the worst, the best of the worst? Well, there's better than the best of the worst. Sure, Hillary Clinton is better than Donald Trump, but she ain't better than me. Not by any shot, long, short, whatever, NRA, whatever. Things have to get done, even if it means telling the NRA to go shove it up their behind. I would say another word, but no, I'm going to tell the NRA to shut it up, shove it up their behind. Shut up and shove it up their behind. You know? I buy a gun, I have to go through checks, but I have so much good background that, of course, I pass. What about people that don't have any background? How do we know? Yeah, okay. Anybody out there listening? Thank you. Nobody out there listening? Yeah, I know it. Okay. Good day.